Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Jan, you might not know this about me. I'm a huge Phantom of the Opera fan.
I'm not surprised. Only show my husband has seen like 6 times.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
It's a perfect show.
I saw it in New York. I saw it in London. But the best, seriously, the best I ever saw was in San Francisco, Davis Gaines.
Lisa Roman, Frank D'Ambrosio.
No, Davis Gaines was my guy. I like Frank, too. Davis Gaines. But Lisa Vroman as Christian Dye killed it. And she is with us right now because she's here to talk about the RAAF benefit at Marines Memorial this Sunday at 7:30. Lisa, welcome to the show. And I just have to ask,
hello.
Do you ever find yourself...
Hi, darling. You are so
Jan.
Talented.
Yeah, baby. Boy, even hearing Jan, when I just knowing that I was going to talk to you, my life is flashing before my eyes.
We go back a ways, girl. But, oh, my God.
Don't we?
RAAF is Richmond Ermitt AIDS Foundation. They raise all kinds of money for the LGBTQ community. And this is such a fun show. And if Lisa's singing, forget about it. It's going to be incredible.
Oh, there's quite a few incredible singers and being involved with this for, dare I cough and say it, for the last 30 years has made great friends out of all these people. I mean, when you do a show, you have this group of people and you're with them day in, day out, and they are your show family and you love them, but every year getting to do this benefit, singing a song for a great cause with Joe and Ken producing, it just was the highlight of the year for us.
It's a benefit for Project Open Hand and also for Reef's Small Emergency Grants Program. At 6:30, there'll be a limited auction in the theater lobby at the Marines Memorial, the performance at 7:30, and then an after party with the cast at the Beacon Grand Hotel, which I'm sure Jan will be at.
Oh, fun. Is there a theme this year, Lisa? Is there a theme to
the show? I think it's kind of Broadway and beyond because they're Rob McClure just so amazing performer, and some of the kids from that company are going to get a great night off, and they're, you know, for them, they're touring, so they're a floating city who is just landing in San Francisco, having a great time, and they're going to be able to sing something else, and that's just a joy for them. I know what it feels like, so it's a...
Well, I want to talk about you and your voice. Because I get very annoyed. I really get pissed at the way a lot of singers these days force their music, force their singing in that
way. Yeah.
It's really bad. And you make it sound so smooth, so natural. So
don't get me started. I'm going to sing a little Leonard Bernstein for you, and our music director is Michael Orland. Michael Orland is singing with him is like floating on a cloud. He is amazing, amazing musician, and so it's a real treat. But as far as singers of today, I mean, the generation of musical theater singers has changed. The requirements of what they have to do. I'm teaching at a school called AMDA in LA. Also on the voice faculty, it's a BFA program in the Performing Arts University, and I have all of my singers one-on-one, and it's their requirements now. It's like they have to be extreme vocal athletes before they're ready to be before they're an athlete. It's extreme what they have to do, and a lot of times I feel like I'm just doing technique triage to get them to sustain and not hurt themselves. But it's the requirements of the industry right now are very, very pop and rock generated. So it's tough on that young age of singer who's not mature. You know, the voices aren't even mature enough yet to stand.
Boy,
it.
I sure don't get it. Yeah. I don't get Taylor Swift. I just don't get a lot of things that are going on.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, we like what we like. Being with the college age kids, they're hilarious. Is let me be a little more sympathetic to what they love and what they're going through. What they listen to. We're all a product of that. And, you know, I'm from another generation. Do I say I love it? No, I'm a little more sympathetic to it, I have to say.
Do you ever find yourself, Lisa, walking around the house humming, think of me, fondly? Or just...
let me think. No.
You had enough of that.
But, you know, I walk around my house, though, and I look at my house and I say, thanks to that song, I have this house. So
wow!
To say,
wow! What's
to say
song?
That I'm
thrilling?
you know?
Thanks
to your
really
grateful. That, I mean, that character is so iconic, and those songs, God, that must have been amazing.
Well, you know, as coming from the opera world and trained in classical music, it was a place where I felt that the audience, kids that are growing up, could really hear women singing in their natural register. There's very few of those now. So, you know, between Carlotta and Christine and some of the other kind of semi-classical singing, they were hearing women sing in that classical way, which was great. It had a great impact on a lot of young people.
When you were in, like, the Music Man, do you like this sort of, like, more brash dance around, jump around, or did you kind of like the more hypnotic Phantom style?
I love classic musical, golden age musical theater. I love it.
Me too.
But I'm a classical person. I mean, I came from that. I've crossed over. I'm what they call, you know, crossover singer. I love it all. I love the style of Music Man, and the first time I did it, Shirley Jones was my mom playing Mrs. Peru, so every minute of that was, like, unbelievably exciting.
Wow.
Who plays the Music Man? Who plays the... Did Robert Preston play it?
Her handsome son, Patrick Cassidy.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, it was, and you probably know of Jason Graw, who's
Comedian
Bobby. He was Marcellus. I mean, to say that we had a great time is kind of an understatement. But I love Shirley Jones. She was just elegant, fun, and randy, and just like the best comrade ever. So I that was a great time.
Yeah, did you ever read her autobiography? It's wild.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's
very wild.
Sexual.
Yeah, like, very.
Wait a minute, it's so sexual.
Yeah, we had a great time together. I mean, she was just real and open and, you know, her ego is just, it was just like the loveliest thing. She's thankful for all of her life and loves her family, and she's a great girl.
I should mention, too, that this is a star-studded event. Our former guest, Bruce Valanche, is there. Our former guest, Debbie Boone, Faith Prince, Sam Harris. You got a lot of stars here.
Yeah, Paula West, you know, one of my favorite people in the world, and she's so incredible. Jennifer Lee Warren, Sam, Faith Prince, David Burnham. These are heavy-hitting singers. So
heavy-hitting.
It's a great lineup of talent, and so I'm really kind of thrilled about it. You know, recently Joe sent me a video of me singing on the very first time that we joined Help Us on the Way, and my mom has passed away since, but she actually played for me on the second song, and I don't have any videos of my mom, and to have that it threw me. And then he has like a 3-minute interview we did backstage after with my mom and I. I told my brother, he goes, "I can't believe we have this."
Joe, how sweet of them! Did you?
They're darling.
Did you grow up in the show business family, Lisa? Who did you inspired you listening to?
Well, I was upstate New York. It was a small town in near the Thousand Islands. And my mom was a junior high school music teacher, so I was forced to be in choir. And I went to school up in a state school called Potsdam at the Crane School of Music. At the same time of Renee Fleming. You might have heard of her.
Yeah.
He did pretty well.
He did okay.
Well. I wonder what she did since college, if she made anything of herself.
God knows.
But I went for music education, and then they went on to Carnegie Mellon in grad school, and went to New York after that to start discovering what kind of a singer I was going to be. But I think my dad was also a lover, much older than my mom. He also loved music. He was the small town undertaker, and when he was working with people, because he knew everyone in the town and grew up with everyone, so it was emotional all the time. He was caretaking for all the families that he knew. When he'd go home and I'd hear Ella Fitzgerald like blaring through the house, I knew that he would probably have a rough day. But that they play, music was their outlet. I do feel like singers and the music we have in our lives that we love. I say to my students, the first responders will save us, but musicians and all our artistry will heal us. We are like the second wave of responders for the world. So
wow, I love
keep
that.
Working at it, and you know, do what you do, and really just take care of yourself and learn your craft to the best of its ability. Take care of your voice. And, you know, right now they're forced to belt. They're forced to kind of create a homogenous style and craft that I want them to not try for that, but see what their voice can do, you know, to be authentic rather than try to be just a commercial sound that sounds like everybody else.
That's outstanding stuff from Lisa Vroman. Make sure to go to reaf-sf.org. Once again, reaf-sf.org to check this out. It's going to be Sunday night at Marines Memorial at 7:30. Lisa, great stuff. Thank you so much for coming on.
See you there, Lisa.
Thank you both. See you there. I can't wait.
All right. Good stuff.